Hey guys, hello and welcome to another episode of The Ultimate Consumer. You know it. It's been a late one because, you know, we've been working, trying to get things done, you understand? And, you know, we've been trying to, like, try and get into things way better than we are used to, you know? So it's nothing major. It's just that we've been trying to put in as much as we can, you get. So what's up guys, just so you know. So we're gonna do some breakdown, think of what next, basic major changes, minor changes, ups and downs, you know the drill, you know. And also we're just gonna go into what we've been feeling mostly on how things have happened, and you know, just basic stuff. I don't want to be too touchy, you understand? So coming right up, I'll be making some selections, but the guys that we are used to, you know, and some a bit more of a mix of something surreal and what's the word? There's this thing aesthetically pleasing. I think that's how it's been said, but you know. Like I'm something so minimalistic that you don't feel this context until you are in the space. So you know art is sometimes more of concept, and you just can't beat it, even if you get how nice it looks and how beautiful it tend to entail or make the environment seem a bit more ambiotic, you get. So there's still more context that go into it, and you know, that is why I'm just saying this. Like, I have seen actually some good comprising works of so many major guys. 3LO is one of them, you know, and this new guy on the blog, this new kid I've been watching too. So I've been seeing so many great works, and it's not like it's not something I don't even know how to put it, but yes, it's actually very, very nice, you know. I don't even know how to make mentions of names. Let me just go into it. I did some digging and the things that have been coming up is kind of hectic. There's some changes I need to make. I'm still trying to get to, like, like, your work is striking. I see some form of betrayal of the seas when I look at it, like, the way it crashes, like, the way you, like, infuse two creatures together and to make a staggering appeal and keep it based, still talking to the modern world, and still giving its prey to the bed itself. That's just the crazy thing. Give it prey to the bed. So we go to Matka Hart. I see a lot of AI. You know, AI is necessary. Like, it's necessary in modern works now. So hence why a lot of AI be present in the works. And It's not too much of a deal that it shakes the mind, but yes, it's something you should see too, so you can comprehend. Just as simple as that, you know. And again, Arthur Vista he's been making us for quite some time because he knows what he's doing. Like, I see a lot of kind of complete culture of the world, like based, active, beauty, scenery, discussion, like, you know, like the way it is just speaking, it's speaking life into civilization. So that's, for me, was enough for him to be there, you get. And you know, that's how it is, to be honest. Like, you need to be given so you can actually receive. That's just it. So I've done so many, checking out so many guys, I can't even make me names. That's why I put in a lot of different statues and visuals, So it just takes you by surprise, you know. And to be honest, I actually kind of want to show more of people that are very tangible to the works of the modern world, you know, like people that speak to your ideas, to cross your mind, to like think too, guys, you know, for the things like, come on, there are artists that make you second guess it. Like, yeah, you need to see it to believe. So it's not just seeing it, also, like, you understand, like the ambience of its nature should also send an appeal to it. That is why you get calls on some of the on some of the pieces, and their discussions on it is somewhere very elevating, that you need to be checked even triple times just to make sure you have what you have. Yeah, to be honest, like I've seen a lot of it, and so you know you have what you have, because if you don't take notice to it too much, you might just be a bit of a blow. So always be careful. So always be careful too, guys. Always be careful. You need context to it. Like you see what I'm talking about. So it's necessary to like show you what this entails, because this is what the future is now. Because I'm telling you, because there's no perfect way to authenticate. That's why everybody has to come together and authenticate it themselves. That's just the update on everything. So you need to be sure everybody gets it. Yeah, so you need to be connected all the time, all the time. So that is why that's why you're getting these fast-paced internet services and all that. That's how it is, should be now, because you can't be on any pace anymore, because just a little bit of it gets you to the position you should be in. So it's the truth that it matters. So there's so much of it though, in different frame concept, and people also cultivating the habit of understanding it is necessary, because then again, you need to bridge the gap, and for you to be able to observe it is necessary. The process of observation is just what you need to know, and you need to get it right, because there is further problems ahead, but it's nothing that we can't face. So that's just the matter of that one is just clear. So there's phantasm AI, obviously, you know, it's just necessary for the culture to comprehend. That is how we bring it all together, all closely knitted as one community. It's how it should be. So just keep watching. There are more in the works. Everybody is getting job done. That is how the world springs. There's no two ways about it, to be honest. So yeah, there's Simon Bailey. Simon Bailey was just taking a chance, and notwithstanding, there are still decisions to be made, informations that was held in talks, and you might not even notice, but everything happens, and the way it goes, and then understand that you still, it's not an argument, it's just what it is. So moving on, there are so many good guys out here. And me naming names is just crazy, so I keep pushing at it. But yeah, what have you guys been up to? I've been trying to like show you what it means to like be in the world we are in now. So it's just it. So yeah, there's so many depiction of modern and ancient beauties, if you understand. Even the lollipops gets a mention, because I tasted some sour cookies, man. It was necessary. I had some sour cookies, I can't lie. When you taste sour cookies, it tastes so good. You might not even want to stop using it. You might not want to take for me, I don't. I think it's one of the best cookies you can have. If you want to taste something, taste some sour cookie, man. Yeah. Not cooking like sweets, yeah, you get my drift. So So moving on, I think that is most of the guys we mentioned there just now. Like for the culture and what I've come to observe is just like living and everything. Internet is something to build. And that even says in the slightest, like the way that I'm trying to like navigate through it is also very tedious, if you know what I mean. Tedious in the sense that it is necessary at the same time, processive. You need to check it. So finding balance is it. And as it is now, we're still working on developing the self, you know. Mental gain is everything. Mental gain is always necessary. Like not just to say the least, also to just boost self-cred. Yeah, that's the word. Ah, my days, man. Like I can't even say like I've been looking to make other dealings, like get things working right, like try to make it look a lot better, you know. Like if you are using something, you should use it for like the optimum way. Like that's how to me I feel, so that's how I get done. Yeah. To be honest, yeah, so nonetheless, we keep trying to get the best out of what we have. Like there are so many things, I don't even know where to start. Maybe I can start by cleaning my room. I tell you, man, such a chore. So there are so many other works. We are taking pains to like learn stuff, like going to different transacts, and just read some white papers, if you know what I mean. Like just black out for a while and just like recuperate again, you get. So many stuff going on. Like I can't even say. I have talks with like some major corp, you know. Just saying, no, but yeah, that is how some of the discuss go down, and just a little more often than not, it happens, you know, by God's grace. Yeah, but again, it's just like checking out some stuff and trying to make it complete, you know. I've been trying to like put some other designs, so trying to make some legible, and you know, like to give you the full viewing experience in case of usability, you understand? Because utility is always very paramount in anything. Like that's why you get projects that they spend a lot of money on, and then you don't hear of them, but it turns out they are still being used, still being in operation. Those technologies like so way necessary. Like you don't just toss something at you, even if you need, you might not know you need it. Like seriously, like there are so many of them. Like I've been research on it. Like you see so many tech, like they don't use it so much. You're like, this will never be, it will never come in handy, but all of a sudden it's like it's the one you need the most sometimes. Like it's just epic. I don't know how to do it, but we humans, like we get it solved. We get it solved. It's annoying. Like to be honest, man, we get it done. I feel life on it. So yeah, just about it. You know, like recognition of patterns and even way to break into tech generally, understanding the tech world. There are so many things that go into it, like metadata, data, all those small minute details. It's just very epic for visualization and discussion. But I can't sit here and I can sit here and discuss at length of metadata, like in length of metadata, but it's just something you must observe. You must taste it. That's why, like, what is it called? Number generating and engineering is necessary. Then understanding that should just help you. Like, the truth is, I think maths is like very core subject in any form of society, if I'm being honest, because that's like the non-stop regulator for things. Like, no matter how much, like, maths is just there. It's simple yet complex, like, but maths is also always making it. That's why, like, science is just factual, like. Some of it is still in question, but so many is factual, so necessary for the society. Like, normal culture for me, I have observed it, and I'll just say, it's like, living is something that you have to, like, appreciate on yourself. Like, you need to, the one you absorb yourself is just what living is. Living is necessary in that sense. Like, you need to experience it. It's not easy for some people. Like, I understand, even for me too, sometimes it might be there, but me, I don't, there's a way I kind of act on it here. So, but I understand, like, it's something for being honest, guy. So notwithstanding, just the epic rate of programs that are celebrating and decelerating just to keep motion going is just epic. So this is something, like in the state of, like, movies now, and movies is a very big thing now. Like, you can't even question, because there are some in the works or slightly descriptive to what you are even imagining, guy. Like, what you imagine, they already, like, enacted it in a movie, I'm sure. You don't understand. Like, come on. This movie industry is crazy. Like, check it. Like, I'm telling you, just watch it. Watch it. Just watch a movie and just think about something you've thought of. Like, somehow they've put it in the movie before. You as a person, just think of an actual movie that you've thought of, that you like. And you watch it, you see that they've put that thing in the movie for you to understand how it feels. You understand? Like, just to, like, give you the experience. If you want to try some of it, how it should look like. So, like a safety tips. Yeah, you know, like safety tips. Exactly. If you watch, like, the Fall Guy, let me use the Fall Guy for an example. The Fall Guy is the Fall Guy. It takes the fall for every shot they take. Like, do you understand? So, like, be the Fall Guy, yeah, it's just epic, man. So that was why, even if you look at the movie standpoint, it's necessary. Like, it hit, it's definitely, it's gonna hit. Because, do you understand? Doing the stunt of the stunt. Just something, man. So that's just by the way, and that alone is already very huge for this stuff. Like, so thinking about it, like, let's just keep in perspective. That's why I watch some kind of movie, like even the Matrix. I can understand what if you grab from it, I can tell you a lot from it, like, just by watching the like, there's a part in the Matrix they talk about the deja vu. When he saw the cat, they already knew that once you see that cat twice, no matter how much of a regular occurrence is happening around you, that one is an anomaly. They stated there first. Immediately they took action. So just that slight shift is just epic. If you don't know, it's just epic. Like, I think about it every time sometimes. Like, it's not like I put it in my mind, like, I might be thinking about random stuff and it just pops up, and I just be like, one of it, and I just be laughing, because it's simple, but yeah, it's complex, like, that's how it is. But, man, I can't even state. Okay, thanks. Right now, I'm not thinking too much about stuff. I just work on the ones that I can. And currently, I need to do some heavy lifting. Thinking of so many stuff, doing some heavy lifting is necessary. Heavy though, but still, I will just watch on it and try to get some slight aspect on it and just push it front. You understand? Like that's just like for me. That's like the number 100 resource plan I can muster up if you ask me. Telling you. And I can't even be too involved. Like I need to brain drain sometimes, and I think sometimes there's a way you do it that it just is perfect. So that's just it for me though. But in the game sense, like let me first off say, like I really respect the Street Fighter this thing, the Street Fighter atmosphere, like in the gaming world. Like it is a real one. Like it is a real one, the Street Fighter one, man. Come on. When they go at it, I love Mortal Kombat too. I love Mortal Kombat. I've played Injustice, I've played other stuff, but come to Street Fighter, bro. Street Fighter has been taking names from way back, man. Come on. From Bully, from 15 seconds electrocution just to keep you up to date. Come on. I enjoy the way it's been played, like, and it has been changing over time. Like, but to be honest, it has been lovely. It's a beautiful game. Like, it's one to like cop. Don't think too much. There's even the UFC own, like, about Street Fighter. Come on. I know you know this, but I just have to reiterate. Let it be embedded. Let it burn in the brain, baby. I'm telling you. True, man. I'm just like, it's a word, like, it just to show you some of what, replayers go through, you know. Like how much of the best you need to be. Like you have to keep in perfect balance, in constant compute state, just to stay ahead. That's nothing like that. Like you watch it, you don't even know. But if you pay attention, close attention to it, like that is all you need, man. I can't lie to you. Like paying close attention is just necessary. Necessary. And again, they're talking about so many, like I can't even stay. Okay, let me give you, like, a form of good engagement. There's this Crime of the Night. Is I've forgotten the name, but I'm gonna check for it. Let me check for it here, just give me a minute. Like that one is like epic because it is constant engagement. Like, oh, they keep you at it. Keep you. I'm like, what the fuck? They keep you at it. Constant. I watched this guy attack for good 65 seconds. What are you doing? Like constant attack. And the funny part in it, the blocks don't. The blocks don't like take any damage. The blocks, it's not like if you keep hitting, it creates so much that you break your shield. Nah, the block takes everything. It gives you, it's complete, nullifies that damage. But this guy just kept on barraging. I was like, you are something. Like, truly, it's not easy to be in constant pressure, regardless of the state of the person. Kept going. I watched it, I was like, that's good shit. That's good, true, like, it's not even a question. And I watched the guy defend, the guy was good, but the guy attacking was like, on all sides, you negate so much, you don't have nothing. The guy was still there. I was like, what the hell, man? That was good stuff. So and I watched it and understood what like what it takes to like battle it out. Like just in low elo. No, I'm telling you, low elo, bro. Low elo, you see some top challengers, like it is something, I tell you. And I'm so surprised, like I keep like trying to absorb so much, like to be able to understand or comprehend the way you go so fast that they need like an extra computing. I'm telling you, like there's extra computing for it, but still in the sense of or in the realm of the extra computing, you need to balance in range because there are so many people on that level that you keep a server for it. Do you understand? I'm telling you, you keep a server for it just so you can be able to balance that space. You keep true now. It's not even about me seeing. I'm talking about in the world now. In the world now, there are so true. You're just not. It's not about, it's not like an argument. It's a state of being. Conscience, decision too is also there. So they keep you in that state. It's the, you don't understand. That state is there. So reality is somewhat of an imbalance. You might not understand, but that is how it will be because of the hierarchy of that discussion and that vacuum that they put them in. They keep it them like that, and anybody that comes to the threshold still goes into that space. There's a lot of people there, but that is how it has always been. They have compartment, compartments of this on the on this just online right now. So that's how it is, though. Truly, that is how it is. But just in a state, I saw that I was watching that that competition, Climax of the Night. I don't know, I've not watched it before, trust me, but I see some like really good fighting and they're actually going at it head to toe. It's like, come on, I watch a lot, I watch and I'm like surprised that somebody at this state fights like this, like go at it, constant pressure, no backing down for a good 2-3 hours. And there's still enough of a good counter to keep you entertained for three to five solid moves. 3 to 5, because you know you need to keep giving at peace because it is necessary now. Because if you don't keep like keep at it like that, there's decline in the in the brute force of it. So that is just to say the least. This is me not like reviewing a footage or trying to understand the concept of a match. It is just in the basis of a match, of a regular match. Truly telling you, I'm telling you, although I give you concept of a competition that I was held, but this one, I'm telling you, in a regular match, you still see so much engagement that you need to understand what you are doing to be able to take part. And that is how it should be, because the state is in a constant... Because we're always battling against ourselves, regardless of how much we want to say we are not in this world. Watch now, there are so many things that is happening. By force, by fire, there's people that want to be at the top. AI is running a race, the stock market is crashing, the stock market is pumping, the crypto market is doing this, is doing that. There's Gamify, there's Shopify, there's so many things in the world, don't you understand? And people are trying to stay at the top of it. So regardless of what is happening, there will still be quicker rooms, faster people, faster jets. You don't understand, that's how it is. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, I'm telling you, that is just how it is, regardless of what you think. And keep at it, notwithstanding. Why I speak on the Climax of the Night is because I really do saw some pretty fighting and I was amazed by how it turned out. I also observed, I think I was watching some videos and I saw the YouTube state. they were discussing on the movement of where it's headed next, and no matter what you think, or no matter how you conceive that there's intelligent battle going on, but that is how it should be, true. That is how it should be, because right now the only thing I think that we solve the state of the rift is competition, truly, because there is always going to be competition, and if you don't, rift don't need extra adverts. Rift don't need extra adverts. I can tell you, they have ad if it's ad. They don't need to. They need to host a competition to state people on different servers, stake them against themselves, because I know they are still compartmentalizing those people in servers. There are still people out there, truly. So they are always being comfortable. I'm telling you where they are currently. So for those people now, they are still going to be competition to state the different standings of people. Regardless of how good that person is, that person will be on a place in standing. Regardless of currently now there's a standing in the league, which is always going as it's going to be. What I'm just saying is that they need a competition, and that's all, because that competition will state people's there's a way they call it, but those things is not being shown in the league. It's always rated and rated down for any player that holds the mantle of playing league. Any mobiles has one. So that state is what I'm telling you. There's always a record also. Regardless of who you are fighting, what you are doing at this state of time, there's a pattern of play. That is why they have a nerf and buff. You get good at playing more. Simple and straightforward. Simple and straightforward. It's not rocket science. They'll keep telling you that, because they always need to be at a state of improvement. That is how everything is built. If you are going and you are not going up, what is the point of advancing? That's what they will tell you. They keep at it. You don't understand. That's how you build. That is how you grow. That is how you continue to make anything you want out of what you want. So that's it. And I was watching the state, and as they were discussing, I was intrigued with their discourse, but it was not something that was shocking to me. For me, this is just the little contribution I want to leave. And to be honest, I don't think I feel I need to string up any chicken or trying to discuss what it is that is making things happen and making the world spin. Some of the little few points I want to drop now. I don't feel like going any further. I can actually either start stating or making claim to the different choices that I chose in the run of the what is it called of the this thing, subtitles that I actually put for you. So something like that, just to show you what I feel. I can also make mention of the featured and why I picked him. To be honest, he's a very good artist. Why I picked him was because I've been in constant view of a particular kind of vision when I look at the artwork. The one that I put is not the best he has or what I think he can do. I put this one so that you will go and take a peek at him. He's a very good artist, or she, I don't know. The way he puts his painting, a prospect is not just to show you the painter, but also to show you the design and the stress it takes to put people in the background or the limelight of any work. The way he put it, he even paints the tiles. The tiles, you will see the reflection of both the person on the tiles and either or any surrounding about. For her or him, I think he doesn't like to put anything in the background, so you don't notice of any or how detailed the work is. it takes an artist to actually be able to design or see what that guy did. That is why anytime I come, I just look at the picture and laugh. People don't actually see it, but it is there now. It's not even new. No, I think it's like one of the list of the ones that I used to put. But I just wanted to make sure that people were actually looking, because I'm sure nobody saw. It keeps it like so very based, you don't know. There are some of the ones that I see that are way better. But I put this one because it just does division. You don't get it. I'm telling you, you don't. There are some people that will see it and laugh at myself. But I know what I'm doing. I just put it like that. And guys, it's really good. I'm trying to show you now. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to show you, but it's so very detailed, and it's just some of the little aspects of designing and the way he actually tried to help you understand what people are actually going through, some of the things you can see and some you can't. There are so many details in the lifelike ambient of how people actually extend themselves. People are very different in the way they actually try to extend or showcase themselves. So many things in the world, it makes life feel very somewhat of a, I say there's balance, but people say there's none. So who am I to actually give you the designs, give you the thoughts on the work of balance? So it's some of it though. And just okay, I think I'm fine here. I'm trying to like give people some of the things that actually made me take out time to make work happen. And if you feel that this has been helpful for you, I'm going to do a bit of a review on the Art Basel. I think the Art Basel article, I'm going to do a review on it. So tell me when you see it. I'm very sure some of you will see it. Anywho, take care of yourself. Peace. I love you all. Have a good one.